How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, we're glad you tuned in back to the broadcast this week. We want to pick up this thought and dealing with this issue of pole dancing in our county. Invite you to turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. And just so this is not only this issue, but any issue that we're faced with in our nation, our state, our county, and our municipalities. This is true. From the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness, the Lord says, the Scripture says, it's going to bring a nation up. And that's, I tell you what, that's been the blessing of the Lord in our country back in its early founding. And in the early years of our country, it did exalt us greatly, being a great and powerful nation. But the sin that has come about in our nation, things in the 20th century and now in the 21st century that we are reaping, that were sown, things that were sown in the 19th century that we are now reaping in the last century and this century, they are indeed a reproach. This word reproach in the context of this passage is speaking about a wicked thing. It is a wicked thing. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach or a wicked thing to any people. And that's what happens with righteousness, with the pursuit of the blessing of God, with obedience to God, and with acknowledgement and honor to God and what he says and application of that in individuals' daily lives and families' daily lives and municipalities and counties and states and then in the nation. It will be an exaltation. It will be a blessing. But the sin upon us, the wicked things that our nation and we as a people have pursued, it is a reproach to us. And what does it say? Sin is a reproach to any people. What happens is a nation is destroyed by sin and by wickedness. Now, I know there will be those that will scoff and laugh at that, but it is true. History has proven it. And sad to say that with the path of our nation presently, and my what I believe, my belief and understanding is that we're repeating history once again, and our nation is just going down a wicked, wicked path, going away from the blessing of God, and it is indeed a wicked thing. It is a reproach unto us. Last time we took a look in Isaiah about what the Lord says about nakedness, even the revealing of the thigh to the Lord is nakedness, relative to speaking to the nation of Israel and how he said he would make her naked and bare before her enemies, and it would be a reproach to her, a shame. There's shame in nakedness. In Genesis, we saw last time about how God clothed Adam and Eve, even though the intimacy that the Lord's made for marriage is appropriate and right in marriage, from the social standpoint, from the public standpoint, even in the home. God made clothes for Adam and Eve even before they had children, to make a statement there and to ordain that it should be that nakedness should be covered up. And Adam and Eve needed to be an example of such before they had children. And to set the public standard for the covering of nakedness. We referenced the scripture last time in Hebrews, and want to go ahead and read that to you in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, there near the end of the book. The Apostle Paul is signing off. I believe it's the Apostle Paul that's written this book. He's signing off to those that he is writing to, and he's hitting a couple different, there are several different things as he's signing off in this book. And in verse number 4 of Hebrews 13, the scripture says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. And so nakedness between a husband and a wife, and the intimacy that can be enjoyed by them is appropriate. It's ordained of God. It's before sin. It's from the garden. And that bed is undefiled. It is right and honorable before the Lord. But then the Lord makes a statement here that he says, but whoremongers, those who are of a whorish heart and whorish way, those that pursue, as the scripture speaks, after strange flesh, that which does not belong to them, but whoremongers and adulterers, those that go out on their spouses, they're married before God, as all marriage is, a man and a woman, that is the definition of marriage, a man and a woman, married, covenanted to get together, in the holy bond of marriage before God and the civil authorities, if that's is so, they going out of that and going and adjoining to another are found adulterers before God. And he says, whoremongers, fornicators, and adulterers God will judge. And so this situation with these women and this the seeking of this license to be issued so these women can be paid to dance naked. Yes, it has been said by the owners that they'll be fully clothed. They'll be wearing bikinis, which is laughable. Wearing a bikini is not fully clothed. It is nakedness. The very little will be left to the imagination in this. It's wickedness before God, and we need to pray that the Lord would intervene in this, and this would be thwarted. If it comes into Adairville, it will come to Russellville. It will go to all parts of our county. No doubt it will go to Auburn. It'll go to Lewisburg. I believe with all my heart that that'll be the case. If it's allowed to enter into the county in one place, it sets the precedent for it to be otherwise. And so in this, what will be promoted? Well, the thinking, there will be those that will go, men that will go, men not married, and men that are married, that will be going to these places, this place to watch these women in this wicked behavior, in this dancing, and they will go there to fulfill the lust of their heart, and it will do nothing but promote wickedness. In Exodus chapter 20, the Lord God Almighty giving the law, the Ten Commandments to Israel, he makes very clear in the seventh commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. That is the pinnacle of all issues relating to intimacy between men and women, between women and women, between men and men, also covering the gambit of bestiality and such as that. It is wickedness before God. Adultery is the pinnacle of that. And if adultery is wrong, that fornication and in any way, all of that is just wickedness before God. The scripture bears out that even some of those things are abomination before God. But the Lord says here, and in the giving of the Ten Commandments to Israel and to us, establishing Ten Commandments to establish the moral code that God has expected from the beginning, but stating it through his nation, the oracle of God, the word of God being given to his nation, and thereby being given to his nation, given to the world, he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. So if it is so that these women will be in doing this pole dancing in this place, what good will it bring? Well, it'll bring none. I want to remind you, and we've reviewed this scripture in the past, what the Lord, our Lord and Savior, said on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. We want to read this and pick it up here in verse number 27. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking, the Son of God, God the Son, the Son of Man, He's the God-man, God having come down and become a man. He speaks here directly, a direct quote from him in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 27. It says, "Ye have heard that it was said of them in old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed already, have committed adultery with her already in his heart." And so the Lord, he says here, he says it's been stated, and the law indeed does say, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." The Lord is not denying that at all, but he is expanding upon it and opening up, as he says, that his coming and his preaching of righteousness and the things that he came and did are a revealing or are a taking off of the cloak off of sin. He says, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." This is an issue that men have. The Lord is taking in this Sermon on the Mount and bringing us to an understanding that we not only have a problem with that which we do, but we have even a greater problem with that, with the heart, the factory of sin. Sin starts with a thought, James tells us. And that we sinners need salvation of the Lord. They need a heart transplant. They need salvation from Him. And so it's just not in what we do. We are responsible for what we do. And when it is wicked, we sin against God. But this, if this is allowed to be expanded, this pole dancing and paying these pole dancers, this license being issued, if this is expanded in the southern part of our county, it will no doubt will go to other parts of our county, and this is what it will promote. "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." There will be men that will go there, maybe even women that will go there, and they will do nothing but lust after these that will be doing this pole dancing. It will not be a good thing. It will promote a wicked thing. And we'll be guilty of having such in our county, and the blessing of God will be removed and taken away from us. Oh, if you're a child of God under the hearing of my voice, I admonish you, pray to the Lord that He would defeat this. Pray that the Lord would be involved with those that are dealing with this issue. Pray that this license would not be issued and it would not be allowed, that these women would be able to be paid to do and perform in this way. It's wickedness. It will promote nothing but wickedness. It'll be a plague to our young people. As I mentioned before, will it be good for one of the things that a woman can pursue in Logan County, Kentucky, being that of an exotic dancer? Will that be pleasing to our God? Will that be pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ? I think that we can see from the Word of God it will not be. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.